I don't even
yeah,
know how
it looks
that
like it's recording.
Okay. Yeah. I just got you recorded saying that.
Well, when I record my music, it's not that 45 dead space or immediately the album. So I want to discuss Mitoch, and I want to discuss specifically the topic of Havtas Maftechas, taking keys out in the street on Shabbos. Up to the Mitoch, you've all seen the Mishanim, maybe some of the Achronim discussing it. This is a topic I've actually been interested in for many years. I've had the Shaila, I've spoken to people about it, so I'm not going to get down to Halacha L'maisa, L'maisa. I want to explore mostly the Rishonim on the Sugya and how they're understood by the Achronim. Mostly I'm just going to try to organize and summarize some of the main shittas, the main ideas, but I do have a few points to make, I think, which are somewhat innovative. So first, I want to just go through, summarize the basic comments of the Rishonim and even the earlier the Divrei Chazal. I'm taking out keys. Just list the 10 or 15 major sources. And after that, we'll introduce some of the questions, some of the problems, and we'll see how these were, which of these different shitas and psakim of the Rishonim are consistent with each other, and how they were understood by the Achron. So in Divrei Chazal, we have two statements. We have a Tosefta, which some of the Rishonim bring. Tosefta says, Yotzi adav mafteach shebed bo l'rishut harabim ve'en achoshesh. Tosefta says, before that it talks about kelim, melayim, reikonim, but regarding keys, Tosefta doesn't have any conditions, any qualifications. First, bed bo, whatever that means, I'm not going to get into that, but you can take a key out to rishut harabim, no problem. Doesn't say anything about key to what's behind the key, behind the lock that the key is for, food, kelim, tzarech yontif, not tzarech yontif, you're afraid, you're not afraid, it's going to get stolen, what, nothing. Just says, go outside with keys, period. The Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi also all bring, gets a little more machmer. Yerushalmi is not so simple. Yerushalmi brings machlokes, Beis Hillel and somebody else, the Shammai, the Tanakhama says, lo etam avtech, Beis Hillel matirin. But even Beis Hillel is matirin, the Yerushalmi says, hadodat amar avtech shel ochlin. This is a key that controls access to food. Avtech shel kelim, lo vizah. Did not apply to a special kalim. The Gemara brings a ma'isa that Rav Avoh had a key to a palmantarin, which apparently the Gemara assumed there was no food in there. And the Gemara said, yeah, there was some pelpelin in there. So what exactly a palmantarin is, why the Gemara assumed there was no food in there. But the point is, Yerushalmi says very clearly, Maftech is mutter, but only if it's for food, not if it's for kalim. That is the Yerushalmi. Then we have a bunch of statements in the Rishonim. The one of the main points I'm going to try to make here is that we have a number of Rishonim who are going to say explicitly that several Rishonim will say explicitly that you're allowed to take out a key simply to avoid hafsid. We have virtually probably no Rishonim who explicitly reject that. There are no Rishonim who explicitly say even if you're worried about hafsid, you're not allowed to. There are a number of Rishonim who are so same, similar to the Tosefta or the Yishalmi really. There are a number of Rishonim who are so same that you shouldn't carry keys. But they're not responding to the Mekilim, and they don't. And that's what the first point I'm going to try to make is that they don't really say, even if you're going to worry and you're going to be upset. So I want to see the Rishonim one by one and just see exactly what they do say and what they don't say. So in terms of the Machmirim, we have two or three statements of Chumrah about taking out keys in general in the early Rishonim. The first is the Chuvas HaGaonim, brought by the Rosh, and from there the Tzuri, the other poskim. The Rosh brings the Chuvas HaGaonim. That hotel of Tarach Yantif is mutter, but it has to be Tarach Yantif. Shalola Tarach Achila, Vishalola Tarach Takshit. If you have no Tarach at all, not for Achila, not for Takshit, presumably no Tarach, any other legitimate Tarach. Example, Yon Otin, Shiyotin, and Maftechas, Kshurus, Bezaran, Shalokadin, Hain Otin, Vazulasis came. Chain Pakalacha, Bishte Yeshiva. The Gaonim say taking out keys is only mutter, taking out keys is Osir because of no Tarach Yantif sounds very much like the flip side of Yushalmi. That taking out keys, Yerushalmi said for Oslin is mutter, the Gaonim just said, taking out keys is Shlola Tzarech. The Gaonim very likely would agree for keys of Oslin. They don't say, but it's possible, but the Gaonim don't get into any more detail. They just say taking out keys are Oslin. They don't bring the Tosefta, they don't bring the Yerushalmi. They just say taking out keys are Oslin. The same thing they bring basically from Rabbeinu Yonah and Shari Tshuva in Chelek Gimel. Rabbeinu Yonah goes with the basic mahalach of the Baalei Tosfos that Hotzah and Yontif have to be Tarach Das, L'Halapachus. Amar Rabbeinu, Mitoch Shehutra Hotzah L'Tarach Hakom Lafesh B'Yontif Hutra Shalol L'Tarach, Uvulvad Shei Tarach Hayom. Then he brings the Mishnah, Sefer Tarah means Likrubo Bayom. You can't take it L'Tarachol. Good. And then he adds, this is Shari Tshuva, it's the Mishnah Sefer, he adds, Tachacha, Rabbim in Ha'am, Chotim, Lahotim, Pesach Tevas, Machteach Tevas, Moshe Rabbim. Many people are over the Isser of Atzah and Yontif by taking out keys to their teva, their chest, their safes. Tushas the Rabbim. Gamki, Ein Bitalkum, Mikal Machal, Shirachal, Yontif, even though there's no food in there. So Rabbeinu pretty much sounds like it's Yerushalmi again, that you'd be allowed to take out a key if there's food. Now, if there's no food, then you're not allowed to. He says people do it even when there's no food, which basically seems to be the same thing, more or less, as the Yerushalmi. Now, the Mekilim, the two Rishonim who are Mekil, the main Rishon is Rabbeinu Peretz in the Haggadah Smak, but it's really also the Smak himself. They're posting focus mostly on Rabbeinu Peretz, but if I kept track of all the different things I saw, I wrote them all down here, but of who says what, there is a comment to the Smak himself. Before we go to the Smak, let's just talk about Rabbeinu Peretz first. Rabbeinu Peretz is in about four different places, goes with the basic idea that taking out a key, just Machlas Hefter, nothing to do with food, is Mutter. Now, not always keys. He has three or four different Siurim where he always goes with the same approach, that taking that doing a hotzah not for any tzara but simply so you shouldn't lose money and be sad, shlo yehi libo doeg, is mutter. One place he says is one of the Haggadah Smaks. He says mutter lahavi machzor beis haknesses labayis biyantov, even though you don't need it. Why? The kibun shlibo dove alam shema yignavu, since he's worried and it ruins his mood because he's worried that might get stolen. Tzarach yamtov tzas karina bay, that is called tzarach yamtov. Says the same thing in Hilchos Erevin, where the Smak talks about the mitzvah of Erev. So the Haggadah Smak gets into the question of whether there's a tachanas Erev on Yontif, whether a person should make one, whether you need one b'chlal on Yontif. So he's assuming that it does work and you need one. He says you should do one. Even though most of your hotzah is going to be l'tara, he says yeah, most is l'tara, but pa'amim, or maybe not most, he says pa'amim, at least sometimes matzin hotzah shlo l'tara klal. What's an example of that? Achzaras machzarim. Returning the machzor. So he starts by saying, or hakdaras klishol, returning something that you borrowed, you already used it, you don't need a fiyantiv anymore, he doesn't need a fiyantiv, I guess, nobody needs it. So he starts by saying that would be hatzah shalol tzarek, you need an error for that. Then he turns around and he says, le'el, in hilchos yantiv, regarding machtech of a teva, she'em ba'ochlem kiyam mamun, there's only money, no ochlem, which the Yerushalmi seems to have, he doesn't bring the Yerushalmi, but he says, im liba da'ig mutter, he says again, the first tzak he gave was about the makdarim, that if you're worried the makdarim will get stolen, that's considered tzarech tzat, because liba dava. Here he says again, if you're worried about the stuff in your teva getting stolen, that's chashiv tzeda, that's tzarech tzat, and that is, the language he uses is again, liba doig. He says it again, since yantiv, you have mitach, it has to be tzarech yantiv tzat, kivan shaliba doig, mishim tzeda chashiv tzat, tzarech yantiv. The first sack is about the machzarim. The second sack is about mamash maftechas, the arsugya, about shlo yehili b'doeg. That's why we take home the machzarim. He says also, we repeat the machzarim. That's the same reason, he says. That's Rabbeinu Peretz in several places. There is a third comment to Rabbeinu Peretz, which the Chariah points out is very likely l'shitaso. That's Rabbeinu Peretz and the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz in arsugya, discussing the Mishnah of being Moti a Tinok. So the Rishonim who explain why Tinok is Mutter, even though it's Wachalik and Rashi and the Rambam and say that you do need Tzarech Tzat, the Rishonim all give different, subtly or significantly different explanations for why taking out a Tinok is considered Tzarech. Lamolo, the Rebbeinu Chananel said, other Rishonim say you don't need Lamolo, even Latailo, he enjoys it, Gagun Alaviv. So the Rishonim have various different formulations. Rebbeinu Peretz's language is as follows. In the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, he says, "Hotzas katan gamlo taylav b'tzarach yantiv, kida ashkan shemutzul tachik ito b'tzar, afugav shem b'tzarach yantiv, kiim teal." Why? So we would have said, because the kid enjoys it, the parents enjoy it, everyone enjoys it. We would say at temple, so they enjoy it, and the kids love going outside. So, Rabbeinu Peretz's lashon, for whatever reason, this is how he chose to express it: v'atam kishanar bocha im aviv imam mitzarim. If the kid is crying outside, want to go outside. So then the parents are unhappy. So if the kids are crying for other reasons, you want to distract them. Shavuot time, it was Purim time, I was staying with my wife and my sister. And my wife was preparing some shalachmanis, and my little niece, my four-year-old niece, was getting underfoot and getting in the way. So my wife asked me, can you take her outside? She meant outside the room. I told her, Esther, you want to go outside? I started taking her. She's lights lit up, and she goes running up to her mother and say, I need my shoes. Uncle Yitzchak's taking me outside. So she understood outside meant for a walk somewhere down the block. So I told my wife, what can I do? It's a Chashem Mishpah question if my words were ambiguous, but, Sherez Yisrael, Yasu Avlov, Lo Yidav Ruchazov, I have to take her outside. So we went for a 20-minute walk down, up and down a few blocks. But, the pastor's taking a cab outside, he enjoys it. The parents enjoy it. The kids enjoy it. But the parent says it by the way. He says, either he means that if you want to take him outside to distract him, or the kid's upset about not being outside, but he focuses on the negative. But the kid's upset and cries, and the parents are upset. So Timonea the Tsar, that gufa, even though there's no objective tzara, but Timonea the Tsar, there might be other ways to understand this, but certainly in light of Rabbeinu Peretz Shita and in three or four other passages in Agos Mak, it can be understood in the same way that Maniyat Tsar is mutter to do a pa'ula, even if that pa'ula be'etzem is not considered Tzarech Yantif. Agav, just one other Haggadah Smak, not really on our topic, but just an interesting lashon. It's also discussing taking machzorim and kids to shul and back from shul. So the Haggadah Smak of Tzarech and a different edition of the Smak, the Haggadah, either from Rabbeinu Peretz or from the Maram Tzarech, another one of the Rishonim, says that it's mutter to take time to shul. Why? Litin Tzchar Tzalim of Yehem, like the Mara says, about Hakel, that the Anashim Ba'al Lishma, Anashim Ba'al Lilma, Anashim Lishma, Taf, Lach Yitzchal Mavi'ayim, says that's the reason for bringing kids to shul. I think the Achron and the Poskim have a lot to say about taking kids
don't
to shul. If they're too young.
Huh? Yeah, don't bring kids to shul.
Right, don't bring kids to shul. They make noise, they're distracting, but I'll call upon it. If you don't have those problems, the Maram Yitzchak says that there's an Indian just like Hakel. There's an Indian to bring kids to shul, Lach Yitzchal Mavi'ayim. So I'll call upon him. This is the Shita of Rabbeinu Peretz. That to avoid tzar, even if the pula itself is objectively not tzar kentif, that is fine. Now, as I said, he doesn't directly deal with the Yerushalmi. One Rishon who goes in the Shita of the Rabbeinu Peretz who does deal with Yerushalmi, or not deal, but at least to acknowledge the Yerushalmi, is the Smak himself. Which, I didn't go through all that Kram and the Sugya properly, but my impression is that the Smak, somehow less attention is paid to what the Smak says than Haggadah Smak in this case, but the Smak is quite interesting. The Smak brings the Yerushalmi and says, I don't know if he says the word Yerushalmi, but that clearly is a reference to the Yerushalmi, the chilek between Maftashal Kalim and Maftashal Ochlin. The very next line, literally the next word, he says, V'gam Maftashal Kalim nami im libo dove alav in lo yotienu mutchil hotiyam. He brings the same hara as Rabbeinu Peretz, that even Maftashal Kalim is mutter if libo dove alav. So, obviously, we have to understand the Smak clearly is not being cholik on the Yerushalmi. He accepts Yerushalmi and turns around and says, even Maftashal Kalim is mutter if Libo Davelah. And obviously, the Smak is saying that Yerushalmi is stolen, or it's not Libo Davelah. So we have to understand what that means exactly. If he's not worried about it getting stolen, why is anything mutter? Why is Ochlin mutter? We'll discuss later a little bit exactly what the two mandregas of the Smak are, but I'll call upon him from the Smak. You see clearly that those who are matter Maftechas of anything, even of money, not necessarily because they're chalik on the Yerushalmi, because they held the Yerushalmi as Nitzchah for some reason. They hold the Yerushalmi, and they hold that the Yerushalmi does not disagree with this Yisod, that if Libo Dove Elov, there's a Heter even for non-Ochlin. We'll discuss a little bit more later, I hope, about exactly, in more detail, what the Smak actually means by this. Now, the truth is, in terms of whether the Yerushalmi is l'halacha, virtually all the Poskim that I saw, Rishonim and Achronim, do assume that the Yerushalmi is l'halacha. Shulchan Aruch and everyone pretty much assumes the Yerushalmi is l'halacha. The only one I saw who says, and again, I didn't see everything, and it's certainly possible I missed some important things, but the only one I saw who says that the Yerushalmi is not l'halacha is the Meiri, both in the Beit HaBechira and in his Chedushim. In both places, he simply rejects Yerushalmi from the halacha. Now, I first saw this in a Heintzik Sefer last night, who, if I read his Hara correctly, seems to be trying to suggest that the Meiri is rejecting the Yerushalmi because he holds like the Smak and because he holds the Rabbeinu Peretz. He holds that you don't need Maftash Lauslin. Any Maftash is Mutter as long as you're concerned about something. But from my reading of the Meiri, again, I did not read it as carefully as I could have, but from my reading of the Meiri, that is very much not what the Meiri is saying.
It's not what the Smak is saying.
Smak. Sorry?
And it's not what the Smak is saying either.
Right, now, certainly not what the Smak is saying. Meiri doesn't reference the Smak, so, but even Meiri Kishalatmo, even without the context of the Smak, it's not what the Meiri is saying, because the Meiri is dealing really with another question, as far as I understand, and the other question is the one really raised by the Ran. The Ran, commenting on the Yerushalmi, is bothered, why Ochlin? We have a Mishnah that says, Katan, Sefer, three things in Mishnah: Katan, Sefer, and
Sefer
Torah. Sefer Torah, right? Katan, Sefer Torah, and Lulav, right? Thank you.
Oh,
Sefer.
So, yeah, Lulav.
So why is Yerushalmi so hung up on Ochlin? And even when I have a Kashmir of O, it has to invent Tulplin. I mean, Ochlin. Ochlin is the only thing. There's lots of things in Yon Yantip. So why Ochlin? The Ran said Lav Dafka. The Ran said Yerushalmi Avada means anything that's Tarach Yantif, and what Yerushalmi coming Lafuke by insisting on Ochlim, Lav Shal Kalim, it means Kalim which are not Tarach Yantif. So that's the Ran trying to Yerushalmi. That's how I think Yerushalmi is understood by most of the later poskim, that Yerushalmi means anything which is Tarach Yantif, Lafuke, things which are not Tarach Yantif, like money or Kalim which you know for sure you don't need for Yantif, or like some of the Heinzig Atharim say, cases where you won't be going back to your house on Yontif, nothing in your house is needed for this Yontif anymore, just so it shouldn't get stolen. In cases like that, basically. But the Meiri seems to have understood the Yerushalmi at face value. He didn't want to say Lav Dafka like the Ran. He understood the Yerushalmi was fixated Dafka on Ochel. He says, that's not true. He says, Lahalach, he says, certainly Mitoch, we have a cloud of Mitoch, and Mitoch means you can carry anything else with Tzorach Yontif. Lahalach is with Tzorach Tzat. That seems to be why the Meiri says the Yerushalmi is the Loka Halacha. Meiri starts by saying, you take out Maftechus, and he goes through his whole Shita, which I did not read the whole thing, but he has an elaborate explanation of when you do Simitach and when you don't. And his conclusion is, anything which is Tzorach Yontif Tzat, basically, I think, like the Shita of Tosis and most Rishonim, any Rishonim is that you need Tzorach Yontif. See, fair as eyes. Lamadata Mizeh, Lamadata Shazesh, Amru B'talmud Hamarav, Shinir Mikan, and if we know Palpalin, it'll be us there, ain't Halacha Kane. Afil Mafteach, Shalkalim Hovu Tzarech Lishmi Rasam, he does say Tzarech Lishmi Rasam, which arguably might indicate that he holds like the Smak and the Magos Smak. But he said, you don't need Ochlim, anything is Mutter. But then he fares eyes, Shema, maybe the reason the Yerushalmi said Ochlim, maybe we don't have to Yimad Chem Mehalacha, maybe the reason the Yerushalmi said Dafka Ochlim, Elokishayan Nodalem Bosamakam, the Palman Trinity explains in the Chidushim was a place, Shaloha Yasham Tzarech Lamash Batocha Lalov Lalashmi Rasam. Here he says, Lola Shmira Tataka, that there was some place you didn't even need Shmira. Maybe that's Mashma, that as long as you do need Shmira, that would be a sufficient Tzarech. The way he expresses it in the Chidushim is, Hashem Rabbi Yerushalmi is Loka Vasei Kaminan, because we paskin, Baptash Lekalim is Mutter, Hoel Vu Tzarech Lekalim Shabbat Mutter. Here he says, you would have to have a Tzarech for the Kalim Shabbat. When we call him, he says again, that the Palantrin was Yadua Etzlam, that a person doesn't keep things that he needs. It was more like a vault or a safe deposit box. It wasn't something that you kept normal things that you needed on a daily basis. That's what the Yerushalmi meant. Hilka, Kabbalah, Tzorah, Shalom, Shem, Tzorah. You needed Palpalin. Again, not why the Yerushalmi couldn't think of anything but Palpalin. I don't know, but I'll call upon him. The Havamina, the Kasha of the Yerushalmi was that a Palmantrin was something that you didn't have Kalim at Trichinlo. And because anything that's not Trichinlo is Asr. This is Takamashma that he didn't know like the Smack that he held, you need Mamash Trichinlo. Actually, yeah, the Meiri is not really getting into the question of whether Shmira, of whether Hefted and Libo Doeg is enough. And the Iker point of the Meiri is that he's focusing on the Yerushalmi to Tadavka Ochlim, and he's saying, Lahalacha, you don't need Mamash Ochlim, there's a broader definition, which, again, you have to read both versions of the Meiri carefully, but it could either mean like the Ran, or it could possibly mean like the Meir Peretz, but it is not entirely clear. Actually, yeah, the Meiri is the only one I saw who actually considers the fact that the Yerushalmi might not be Lahalacha. So it certainly would be possible that Rina Peretz himself, it's not because he passed like the Yerushalmi, Rina Peretz himself, maybe doesn't pass like the Yerushalmi, but I'll call upon him to match none of the Rishonim I saw. Even the Meiri has two tzadim, none of the Rishonim I saw really entertains the possibility that the Yerushalmi is the Loka Halacha, and the Chilek is brought from the Shulchan Aruch on the later Acher. Getting back to what we pointed out before, the Smak brought the Yerushalmi and then said that even though Kalim is Aser, but if it's Libo Dava, then it is Moser. Now, the simplest reading of this Mach would be that the Yerushalmi was talking about a guy who wanted to take out a Mafteach when there was no particular Chashash of Geneva, there's no particular worry, he wanted to take it out of habit or just out of routine, convenience. But if it's actually a Chashash Geneva, then it's Libo Dava, then it is Mutter even for money or Kalim Shlolos or Klal. Now, this reading of the Yerushalmi, one question we would have to ask right away is, Why is Yerushalmi Matar Ochlim? If there's really no Chashash Geneva, some of the later posts can actually speak out loud that even Ochlim is Osir if there is no Chashash Geneva at all. And additionally, the Shulchan Harav says, and Mishnah Berurah passing this way, and the Heintzig posts passing this way, if a person has somebody at home to leave the key with, then no matter what he has in the house, Ochlim, no matter what he has, there's no Tarach anymore. Just leave the key home. Leave the key with the person, assuming it's someone you trust, they say. If it's an Ishneman, someone that you don't really have any real objection to leaving the key with, then there's no heter of atzah, even if it's aslam. Shulchan Aruch Rav does indeed seem to say explicitly that even if it's aslam, there's no heter as long as you don't need it, as long as you will be safe with someone in the house, and presumably there's no chashash kneva, the same thing would be true. There is a very strange comment in the Shmir Shabbos Kelchasa. In his chapter on Yontif, he says that if you can leave the key, he brings what the post can say, that if you can leave the key with someone, then you really have no hatter, even according to Mekilim, or even according to Mekilim to take out keys in general, or in a parrot and others. You can't do it, he says, if you have someone you trust to leave the key with. But then he adds, even though we find this chumra in the post, he says, Yeish lamar, the haslam ma'ari b'maftach, kupa l'shmira simano. This chumra the person are bringing is only within the heter of the reign of parrot to take out the key to something which is for hefted. Then, there's no hefted because you can leave it with somebody in the house. But maftechas beso, kuli al miyadu d'shari, no problem, house keys are mutter without any such restriction. Yeish b'zem yishum al chalnefesh. He seems to be suggesting that al chalnefesh is not subject, you don't have to look as carefully about whether it's really a tzad of hefted. Al chalnefesh is subject to different rules. And Achal Nefesh, even if there's no real Chashash Hefted, then you think of real says he doesn't know what he's talking about, because if you look in the Shulchan Aruch Rav, because Lahedia, that even an Aftach of Teva that has Oshlam in it, is subject to this restriction, that if you have someone you trust, then you have to leave it with him. And there's no special Hefter for Oshlam. Oshlam is telling the same thing. If there's a Chashash Hefted, if the Oshlam will be shtared, then there's a Hefter. If they won't be shtared, and if the Oshlam are perfectly secure, or there's an Eitz by leaving the key, then there's no Hefter. So, my quick look in the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that is pretty much where he says explicitly, I don't understand the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Well, call upon him, returning to our point, the question is, would it be possible to learn the Yerushalmi that even if there's no real Chashash Gneva, there's no Libo Dzava, there's still some kind of special heter for Ochlim? Shulchan Aruch Rav seems to suggest there could be, even though it's better to reconcile what he says with the earlier poskim. And the Meiri also, in his discussion of Yerushalmi, also seems to propose the idea that there are special rules for Ochlim. Because when he explains Yerushalmi, which he says is local, but when he explains Yerushalmi, that there is Yerushalmi is very machmer and whole, Sam Tzarech is not enough, so he says, what about Ochlim? So he says, Ochlim, we simply don't care, he says. Ochlim, we don't care, let me just read the Lashon. Yeah, he says, Ochlim, he says, a palmantra was someplace where you kept things that you didn't need, things that are longer-term storage or not things that you actually expected to need and use. That's why the Yerushalmi, even if it is Lahalacha, held that palantra was a problem, because keys for things you don't need are a problem. He doesn't really get into Shmira, but he just says, Dam keys, the places you don't need, there's no hatter. But then he says, what's Oakland? If you don't need it, then what does Oakland change? If you don't need the Oakland, why is that any better? So he says, Hutrich l'tam pilpilin havale begavei, the kol sheyesham Oakland, afilu einon trichin la mutter, the kol sheba Oakland mutter. Similar cloud, that Oakland works with special rules. Oakland, even if there's no genuine Sarah, since Oakland is taka different. So there are, and the Eilim who learn back, probably find other cases like this, I suspect, but there is, so that might be one way to learn the Yerushalmi, according to Rabbeinu Peretz in the Smak, that there's really no Chashash Gneva, there's no Chashash Yira, and Ochlin is mutter anyway for a special reason, because they have special rules, but Kalim not.
The only thing I could think of is that it would be material for Nefesh, but if it's not really a Tzarech,
I mean, it's not mamish oichel. The guy around the key is
not mamish oichel. I mean, I'm not saying because you have to get to it. You can't get to it without. I mean, I don't know. I mean,
hotzal is malachas is, and for whatever reason that you have mitoch on when you're carrying four ochel nefeshes, hotzal is called hutcher latorah. That's called tzarech ochel nefesh, not for the machin.
No, right, but to carry the key for the ochel nefesh, that's maybe for the.
I'm saying to carry the. Wood for the cooking oval method is also you're not to carry the food that you're going to eat or to carry that's not eating.
There's
a separate child that like what is having the key has to do with eating. Why should it even be machshirim? But
right.
Ad kama that it is machshirim. It's why should it not be oval nefesh gufe?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Yes, I don't know enough about it to really have an opinion. But I'll call upon that this idea floats around the sugya that there is such a thing as Ochel Nefesh being different, even if it's arguably not a Tzara. Now, returning to the question, the central question I want to deal with here, is all the Osrim, whether the Yerushalmi by Kalim, or the Gaonim, the Rabbeinu Yonah, all these Osrim who said that that there is generally an isser, a vera, a chet, of people who carry around keys. You know, the Gaon Marianna were both giving mushroom to people in their dar who did it. All these, is it clear from them that they were talking even about cases where there was a serious yira of theft, and even in cases where it was libo dava? As I said, they generally don't articulate it. So is there really a machlokas? We find the later poskim, Taz, Mishaburu saying things like kama poskim macholik and that goes mach, and the Shartin says, and the Mishaburu says kama poskim macholik, and mail us the reason to be machmal lechatchila, and at least lechatchila, and the Shartin, who's cholik? So he says, for example, the Rush. What does the Rush do? The Rush doesn't actually say a whole lot. The Rush says, he brings you a shalmi, brings us a tefta, including that business which I'm not getting into about the Kalim Rekanim, Kalim. The Rush says, b'chem maftash b'et bo, the tefta says maftash, we have to make a new kimta, haina maftash shalachlin. I guess I'll pee the Yerushalmi, then he's going to make a new kimta and the tefta to make it align with the Yerushalmi. B'chem, tarach le'dar b'yantiv, shalal lahoti dar v'shalal l'tarach. And he brings a tshuva to Gaonim, that you can't stop carrying on keys. So the Shartin took for granted that the Mishabrua, that the Rush is chalik on the Rebbeinu Peretz and the Smach. Is that really true? Do we see anything in the Rush that he was? Now you can argue the steam Talashin of the Rush is mashma that you can't take a key for any reason, even if it's zero. And you can argue the steam Talashin of the Gaonim is mashma this way. On the other hand, you can argue that the steam Talashin of the Yerushalmi is also mashma that way, because Yerushalmi just says again that you can't take out keys for Kalim, yet Smach and Rebbeinu Peretz weren't expelled from that. So, you know, sometimes we say Rishonim should have explained more. So the early Acharonim did, not just the Mishnah Berurah, the early Acharonim did seem to understand that there is a major machlokas going on here in the Rishonim. The Tur, sorry? Yeah, the Mashal gets in a second. The Tur, when the Tur brought roughly the signet of the Rush, bringing the Yerushalmi, the Tesefta, the way the Rush understood it, so the Tur said that a maftach for Oshum you can take out, you can carry, but if it's Ein Batarach Achila, then you can't. But the Torah, that's basically the Rush, but the Torah adds the words, I don't think these words are in the Rush, possibly I missed something, but the Torah adds the words, even Ochlim is mutter, sheyarei lahanicha. Even Ochlim, he assumes that Yerushalmi, that the Rush, is talking about when there's Yira, when there's a Shail of Gneva, and the Beit Yosef and the Bach both certainly both understand, and I think later Akharim will follow them, the Beit Yosef and the Bach both articulate that the Mashmos of the Torah and the Rush is that they understood this yira means the same thing that the Rebbeinu Peretz and the Tanakh are talking about, the Libo Dove and all the same exact level of yira and chashash, and still the Torah and the Rosh are asking when it's not Ochel or like the Ryan Kalem, there are three Kalos to Yom. But Yosef says, the reason it underlines the Torah said, Yari Lahanichu, and says, Imlokin Atashlo Tarachu, a Mashmah of Teach, which is no Tarach, even if his yira is Osir, and but the Tanakh, like Osmak, he says it's Cholik. Same thing in the Bach. The Bach says, Libo Doig is not a Svara, the Smach is wrong, La Halacha, we don't go with that. What's my Raya? Tim Kane, he says, if Libo Doig would be a Svara, then the Torah is talking about Yare, so why is Kalem Aser? He assumes again, Yare is the same thing as Agos Smach. So he says, the Torah who astered Yare, even if it's Yare, if it's Kalem, Shane Trichim, it's not like Agos Smach, not like the Mekilim. Bach says the same thing. It's the flip side of that, the Bach says too, he says that when Yerushalmi says that, when Yerushalmi says it's a heter, at least for Ochlim or for Kalim Hatrichim, says the Bach, that's only if it's Yare, because if it's not Yare, there's not Shum Tzarek, like the Pashup Shah, like we were saying, not like the Svara I was trying to say this on Makar for. So both these things in the Bach go together. The Avadi says it's Pashut that the Yerushalmi was talking about Yare. And Im Kalzeh, the Yerushalmi asters Kalim Shein Trichim or Mois. Obviously, the obvious problem with that, as I said, is that the Smach himself clearly didn't agree with this, because the Smach brings the Yerushalmi and then turns around and says, if it's Libo Dov, it's Mutter. He clearly did not understand, like the Bach, that he clearly did not understand that this thing is mukhra.
In the Bach, with understanding that they're both talking about Libo Doig versus the other Mahalach, where neither of them were talking about Libo Doig.
Right.
Either one of them.
Both, you mean Ochlim and Kalem?
Yeah.
Right.
Either one of them better off, and why Ochlim helps? Meaning, why should Daiga about Ochlim be better than?
Well, I thought the Bach was equating daiga doesn't just mean psychological daiga. Daiga means there's an objective chashash. So when it comes to Ochlim in the Chanami, it's not the daiga that's matter, but the daiga means it might actually get stolen. And I assume, I have to read the Bach more carefully. I assume that what the Bach meant was that daiga and real chashash are the same thing. So that when it comes to Ochlim, if there's really a chashash, you're going to lose your food or lose your kale and tree from Liyam.
That's like something of Ochlim.
Yeah, okay, right. There is an arichus nachron about dafik ochel nefesh, about things that you might not need. You want to know if it only might get stolen, why isn't that like dafik ochel nefesh? Interesting question. Right, the way I'm understanding, right, the way I'm understanding. There definitely are affirmative status of Farish, whether it's a Bach or not, that the heter of Yerushalmi is based on not having food for Yontif or losing things you need for Yontif. Why isn't it only a suffix? Even in the worst neighborhood, it's not. You leave the door unlocked. You know, in most cases, it looks locked. It's not a vade that will get stolen. All right, it's a good question. All right, I'm not sure whether that's telling in the raid of that suffix or not. A major makar for this idea that there are different levels of yira and daiga and that some are considered tzarach and not, a major makar for this turn, I think, appears in discussion of the achronim and how to understand the Tosfos and Ketuvos. Tosfos and Ketuvos says, brings a, from one of the Rishonim, one of the Baalei Tosfos, nira, that it's osur to carry for a guy on Yontif. It's osur to carry for a guy on Yontif. I, the minigus, to do it, he says, but maybe it's because we don't have Rishus Ram Daraisa, then Tosfos Chalak and that, Tosfos not propose an alternative shot. Tosfos starts the whole thing by saying, nira, that it's osur to carry for a guy on Yontif. So when Chai and I learned this, the kasha was, what do you mean, nira? I mean, it's a mefurusha gemara that you can't do malacha for a guy on Yontif. It's a mefurusha gemara in Be'ah that we pass in Yesher about on Yontif. So what's the question? What's nira? Maybe saying nira because the minig was the mekel. You don't want to say the head you that it's osir, but what's the shayla? What was Tosfos chiddush there? Just lapuke is terror, the thing about Carmel. So what did Tosfos think he's being machadish there b'chlal? So the Avinezer asked this question. Avinezer says that we're not talking about a civilized, friendly, you know, person who just wanted to do a favor. We're talking about someone who's a gavra olam, and that you're scared will bother you. His lesson is, how bad is this guy we're talking about? He says, feeling nachri olam, shayach by dachas shalom. We find there were certain coolest, like Yabbish Shvot. The Shvot, he brings different sugars, that we find there were certain coolest because of dachas shalom or a gavra olam. Still, the Tos is saying, Nira, that those svaras, those trachim that you don't want the guy to become your enemy and do things to you, those trachim, which were taka, basis for kulas, are only the basis for kulas in drabanan. Nira, that's not enough of a tzarech to be a tzarech yantif for mito. That's what we understand. And he says, the reason I have to tell you all this, he says, is because Kain tzarech lam lefashiv, and we're talking about such a guy, a gabra alim, dimlo came pita doctor, the kindly, a tzarech yantif, this kash. That's how Avinezer learned Tosfos. So the question is, does Tosfos really mean that not, we're talking about a case where the guy is in such a short fuse and such a powerful guy that there's a real, realistic, objective likelihood that if you don't do this thing for him, he's going to come and beat you up or burn down your house? Are we talking about such a case? So the Hilchos Hamaadim, you know, the classic Heinzig Farm, says, he assumes whoever pashas that if that would be the case, that would definitely be called star. Certainly, the Pita Shita Sari, he says that, certainly, Pita Brina Parrot, and the Shita is that avoiding Hefsid is a Tarach Yantif. Certainly, that's avoiding Hefsid. He seems to be not even without that, it should be considered a Tarach, not to have the guy start off with you.
Daiga.
Right, so Daiga. So he says that what Tosfos means, he says, what Tosfos is talking about, he says, is a chashash ba'alma. It's not a realistic, objective, real problem that everyone would agree is a problem. It's covering all your bases. You want to be careful. You want to be extra secure. And that's just a kind of remote possibility, he says. That Tosfos is saying, Nira, that level of chashash is not enough of a reason. That's not enough of a reason to be matir malacha on Yantif. But he fears ice that if we're talking about a real case where if you don't give the guy what he wants, the guy tells you, give me what I want, or I'm gonna hit you, the eishlat, because that arguably that's tzarach yantif. And so it means that it's a remote chashash. Rosh Shlomo Zalman, they bring in one of the Hayin Tegesvarim, the Shulchan Shlomo, they bring Rosh Shlomo Zalman ahead of you now like that. He's not really coming beside the Tolkien and the Tosus, and he's not coming to. He's not coming from Yashar Tosfos. For Rosh Hashanah, saying a more lumbish approach. He's saying, no, that's not Tarach Yantif. He says, this kind of indirect, if I don't do this, I'm going to have a problem. That is not Tarach Yantif, he says. If a guy tells you, give me this, you know, do a malach with me or I'll beat you up, that doesn't become Tarach Yantif, he says. He says, Asher Lashin, Gamon Achim, I am a Yehudi. He says, either I'll take away your uncle and you want to have food for Yantif, he says. He says, that's nothing to do with Maftach, even the Mekilim of Maftach, he says, this is even worse. This is like, Sam, Anakri tells you, if you do me a favor and you're Michal Yantif, I'll give you bread. He says, that's not Tzarech. He doesn't explain very well. I don't know how much these words are from Zalman's words himself. I didn't spend a lot of time on the alumnus of trying to understand conceptually why this should be. Leave that as an exercise for the reader, as they say. But Rosh Hashanah Zalman held, even Lefi the Reina Parrot, he says, Menias Daiga is considered Tzarech Yantif. This is definitely not. So if you learn Tosfos like that, that the tzarach of the guy shouldn't be ma'ayim is stam something which is not mutar according to anyone, fine. But if you learn like the more Baal Bakish way, like the Hilchos Hamadim learns, that Tosfos means, even though there is a reason to be concerned, it's a remote reason, it's not really an objective reason, that could very well be, l'chara, how the Rebbeinu Peretz and the Hagos Mak, the Smak themselves learn to Yerushalmi. Avada, we're not talking about Shlola Tzarach Klal. We're talking about whether there is some level of Tzarach. But it's not, but it doesn't rise to the level of Libo Davo. You still have to explain why Elchum is different. You still have to probably come on to the same, either Chedushim or the Chusim we were saying before. But Al-Kalpanim, it may very well be that, at least in terms of Pashup Shad Yerushalmi, why is he carrying the key for no reason at all? It may very well be, just in terms of the simple Pashup Shad, that the Mekilim on Libo Davo and Libo Doeg understood that the Yerushalmi and the Ostrim, Rabbeinu Yonah, who was Marish, and the Gaonim, who were Marish, and people who carried keys, they meant that even though there was some, you know, you'd rather lock the door, your mother's always happier if you lock the door, it wasn't Mamish Tzarech, it wasn't something where there was a real quantifiable objective risk of having some hefted. And that's what they meant. People who carry keys for no particular reason, just because that's what you do every time you leave your house, you carry your key. That's not a really significant Tzarech, and that's why the... Sorry?
No, I was going to say, okay, did you see the Bach?
I think I saw it, yeah.
Right, the Bach basically...
I think I missed that, yeah. Okay, so he's not talking about
where there's no daiga, so what's the heter for Oakland?
Okay.
So, basically he says that really, we're talking about where there is a daiga, that, something's going to get stolen. And Mela, Kalim, and Oakland that are tzarech would be mutter because there is a real chashash, it's tzarech hayoim. But other Stam Kalim, we're talking about something that's not so chashev, that that's not really called a enough of a...
Not, the risk is not so high, but...
Not such a high risk, that we don't call it...
No, not the risk.
The daiga, right? That type of level of daiga, that's not enough to be. It has to be a certain madriga of daiga. I think it's basically the same thing.
I just want to make one last point, which is one additional problem. One thing that bothers us very much is that the Marshal, who's one of the great Cholkim on the Hagos Mak, I'm just saying, what the Bach is doing to the Rishonim, if he's talking Ma'od, many of the Rishonim who seem to be Machmer could be talking about the same thing. The Gaonim and the Rebbeinu Yonah and the Rosh, who all said it's Oster and don't carry around keys. None of them said that we're talking about significant daiga. So you can argue whether the Sima Talashin is Mashin or not, but the point is, even the Smak agrees, like the Bach is saying, even the Smak agrees, the Mekilim agree that there are cases where there isn't enough daiga. So it's not at all clear that the Rishonim who are Machmer the Stama without bringing in the whole story of the Smak necessarily disagree that if you reach a certain level of daiga, there's a hazard. So one last point I wanted to make was that once Marshal was one of the great Chalkim on the Heter. Marshal at one point says, but don't take your key. Stay home from shul. You know, stay home and watch your property. You worry about losing your property, stay home, and don't be over a lav. Now, obviously, as Hari was saying, don't be over a lav. It's pashut. I mean, there's no hetzer being over a lav to save some of your money. But the pel on the marshal is, what really needs a hezber is, what do you mean stay home from shul? It's certainly mutter to stay home from shul to avoid having a hefzer. You don't even have to go for more than 4 mil to go to shul. Certainly to stay home from shul, that's certainly mutter. So if you're telling this guy not to go to shul because he's saving his money, going to shul is certainly a tzarach yantif. Doing teal or whatever you want to do by leaving the house, whatever reason to go to your friend's house, it's certainly a tzarach yantif. So if the result of the halacha telling you that there's no heter to take the key, daiga's not a heter, you're staying home, forget daiga, but you're staying home from shul, you're staying home from the teal. So why isn't that a tzarach yantif? They even said that you were suffering from tilasim. You can even take a machzor back from shul because otherwise you might not take the machzor to shul. So this is a tilasim from tilasim. Let them be matir, carrying the key, not because of the daiga, because otherwise you're not going to go. Why isn't that gufa a heter? And the truth is, we find in the Heintike Poskim, we find the shaila actually articulated lehedya in a few cases. Several of the Heintike Svarim, the Hilchos Hamadim, and the Gavriel, bring b'shem l'chazanish, the implication is it's not in print, but they bring b'shem l'chazanish, that if a person has a, let's say, like a loop on his shirt, one of those things that breaks halfway off, if you're going to throw it away, the bat will even on Shabbos, you'll have to go out with it. But if it's something that's kashuv and it's not batel, so on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do that. Buttons on the shirt they talk about, the extra reserve buttons, where some people can make on Shabbos, so it's nice to throw all those last on Shabbos. What about yontif? Can a person go out with a beged with these reserve buttons or this loop that he plans on reattaching on yontif? The Chazon Ish says no. It's a tzar shel olav tzarach. Can't wear the shirt. So again, they ask on the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish asks, why? It's true that you don't need those buttons, but you don't need the loop, but you can't wear the shirt otherwise. So the tzarach is because I have to go out. My going out is certainly a tzarach. My wearing the shirt is a tzarach. The only way to use the shirt is by, I can't cut it off on Shabbos, on Yontif. The only way to go out is by doing this. So taking out these buttons or this loop itself is Tzarech Yontif. And the same question we're asking on the Marshal. That even if the Essam thing is not Tzarech Yontif, but if telling me Usher is going to force me not to go out, why isn't that goof at Tzarech Yontif? Another example Hilchos HaMaadim gives elsewhere, he refers to it, is taking hot water out on Yontif. You need hot water for cooking, for dishes, whatever you need it for washing your face. As soon as you open the tap, the tank empties and more water comes in. So that bishul, they worry, is bishul shalol tzarach. They talk about if you need the hot water later on Shabbos, you might need it, steak, or other things, but let's assume for simplicity's sake, close to the end of yontif, the water that's going in is going to be heated up on yontif, and it's not going to be bishul tzarach yontif. So the hantik apotzim madana, whether that's mutter. So again, the svar to say yes is the same svar. Even if that's bishul shalol tzarach, havara shalol tzarach, bishul shalol tzarach, whatever it is, but there's no way for me to get hot water without doing that. And getting hot water is a tzarach yontif. So if telling me something is Asur is going to stop me from doing a Tzarech Yontif, why doesn't that Gufa create Tzarech Yontif? So again, articulating the exact lumbus, why it should or shouldn't, is left as an exercise for the reader. But that Lachara, I don't know if anyone brings a Mashal, but that Lachara is what Mashal is saying too. It's Mashal is saying something which is objective. If you don't hold a Vliba Dovet, Hefter is not a Hefter, then even though telling you it's Asur will stop you from doing something which is clearly is a Tzarech Yontif, there's no Hefter. How do you reconcile that with the Tirus Asur Mishim Tchilasan? I don't know, we discussed with Zechariah, Hatzah might be a Shalav Adaraisa, but that's not really a Tarek, because all the poskim were so same that Machzor and the Ritz is of Mishum Shalav, and none of them say anything about a Shalav Adaraisa, either because they held the work for Adaraisa, or because they held we don't have Rishas Ram Adaraisa, or because Hatzah is in Lacha Gru. Whatever you're going to say, the poskim in Arasuga can say their say, it's of Mishum Shalav on Hatzah. So if they're all, if you can take a Machzor back, but there's no Tolelis whatsoever, simply because otherwise you won't take the Machzor to Shul, why on earth can't you go to shul with the key if the flip side is you're not going to shul at all? Clearly, like I said, a person is not mechuyev to go to shul if he's going to lose his money. So, and you're doing the right thing by staying home, very likely. So what does the Mashal mean? The other person who disagree with the Haggadah smack, maybe they were talking about cases where the guy will go to shul and take the risk. He'll give us a different aid. But Mashal says, the alternative is going to be stay home. He says, good for you. We don't need you. Stay home. What's the far for that? Why? How can that be worse? And so from Shilasdom, and I don't know the answer to that.
So, do you see the Shelte Giborim?
No, I don't refer to it.
Shelte Giborim, I think, is making this point that you're making. The Shelte Giborim says that then he understands Rabbeinu Tam of the taking the kid out for a heel.
Mm-hmm.
So the way he understands Rabbeinu Tam is you can't leave the kid at home, so
right,
you have to take him with you.
Right, that was the lesson that we're trying to bring from Rabbeinu Tam, that EF Shalani Chubba Beis.
Right, so he goes from there, right? So
you're suggesting that Rabbeinu Tam's Heter Gufa is also falling under the general idea of Simchas Yontif, don't matter things, because otherwise you wouldn't be doing Simchas Yontif.
I don't know if it's like the culture came from that. They were even Matir
Lachlirah. We wanted to learn that the case of the kid is actually better than this. Even the Marshal would even if the whole reason was the Yefshalich of Abayas, we wanted to learn that even the Marshal would agree, because Bishlam, when you take the key has no tzarech whatsoever. I'm only taking it so I shouldn't have to stay home from shul. Mashayin came. In the case of taking the kid, even if there's no constructive purpose taking the kid to shul, you don't hold enough of Chayim Leviyehim, and you don't hold of Teal, you don't hold of anything. But what does it mean, Yafshal Nicha Bebeis? So I assume it means because he'll hurt himself. Either he'll can break down a door on Shabbos if the kid is trapped behind it. So leaving a kid home is bad for the kid, I assume. So it's true that if you would stay home, the kid wouldn't have any problems, it wouldn't need anything. But once I'm going to shul, taking the kid is for the tzarach of the kid, because it's not safe for the kid, but that is a tzarach for the kid. Certainly, you can do malacha to get yourself out of danger. I mean, with all of the machmirim under Rebbeinu Peretz, nobody says that you can't, and that if you're in danger, you can't do malacha to save yourself. Again, question about the guy, if he's going to beat you up. So that Rosh Hashanah Talmud says is too indirect. But if home alone, if the situation of being home alone is dangerous for a kid, I'm assuming that, you know, left mind the public, if you already went to shul and you suddenly forgot that the kid was home, you'd be allowed to go do a malacha to get him out or something. So the kid falls into a bar, I assume you're allowed to do a malacha to get him out. So, right, it could be like you said, it could be thinking it's a culture from self-fulfilling philosophy. He's juxtaposing it to self-fulfilling philosophy and implying that that general heter has to apply in these cases too. As long as it has to be in order to do a malacha, you have that. Yeah, I have. That could be saying that's a fetish. And the question is, what are the cultures doing? Why would the Chalcim who don't like that? Again, so in the Matthias of Hagos Mach, some of them might hold it's not the Matthias. Some of them might hold when Rabbeinu Yonah gave people Musar for carrying keys, he didn't mean that they were going to stay home. He meant that they would find a better solution or get Shabbos locked or give it to a neighbor or something in a Chatzar Merevis. Shalaz Marshal is one of the few I saw, at least, who says Lahedia that even if the alternative is staying home, the question is why that should be.
Right, again, that's what you said of why the kids better than the kid. I don't know if it's only going to help why the kids better off. Torah Chiyonsis, it's not going to help why it's better off. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it becomes Torah Chiyonsis directly. So assuming for some reason you don't hold Shabbos Shalom, but the kid becomes.
And the key is not.
The key, right. The key
still, the key should have had to have
right, and I have no terror. I'm just saying, if you want to bring a riot from the kid, it could be the kid is not a riot.
Right.
The Shvara, though, you know, the Shvara, why it should be, why it's with him. That I have no idea.
Could you be able to bring it up Sunday, the
content
out?
Yeah, sure. I have to add the box. I'm embarrassed. I missed that. I saw a few of the box.
Halacha actually comes out with Kulei. So then Halacha, he's Mako, like the smock.
Because
at one point I heard you say
the
box.
I was referring to the
box
of the box. I was
referring
to
the
box of
the
box. Yeah.
I guess if you could also bring one, you want to?
We also had a few cells that we wanted to make from so with this Mordecai, I thought it was a good sushi shell. Uh-huh. The Mordecai said by Ishan Abayas.
Right.
So the Mordecai there says that the heter is even a bias that you don't need for eating in. As there is, because, you know, it's like upsetting to a person for their house to burn down on Yom Kippur, right?
Even Tosfos that are for Hefse and Mammon.
So the Mordecai speaks out, but, you know, if it was something like it was, you know, your log that was burning that you want to put out, that you wouldn't be, Rabbi Yehuda won't be mocking you to put that out,
your
right?
Log is not a big deal.
It's not a big deal, right? So Rabbi Yehuda by Machirin, it would be, I need to translate the same thing over to the Rabbanan by Ochel Nefesh Gufei, right? That a daigav that's a big enough daigav lies with Soreth. So your house burning down for Yehuda is going to be a Soreth for Machirin. Right? That daigav is translation, but nothing small.
Mm-hmm.
And so the same thing for the Rabbanan, that the daigav, you know, your money chest is going to be enough for Hosa for Ochel Nefesh Gufei, and a daigav for
Yeah.